This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, good morning, everyone. We heard the deeply sad news about the passing of the great Mashgiach Rav Hatzio Solomon, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I actually once met Rav Matasyahu, and I could share with you a story that I observed firsthand. There was a long line. He was a sandik at a bris, and there was a long line of people who lined up afterwards to get a bracha, to say hello. And there was a man on the line. Rav Matasyahu told the man, apparently they were somewhat friendly, and the man and his wife had visited Rav Matasyahu and the Rebbetzin the night before. And Rav Matasyahu tells the man, tell your Rebbetzin that my wife very much enjoyed meeting with her last night. And I saw how the guy felt like $1 million because you could tell Rav Matasyahu was trying to make the guy feel good. You know, look what kind of good wife you have, that my wife enjoyed meeting with her. I want to share with you an idea that Rav Matasyahu offers on this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu has to run away from Paroi. Paroi tried to kill Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu flees the scene. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Midian. And he sees that the daughters of Yisroel were being harassed at the well. Right. And Moshe Rabbeinu saves them. And they come to Reuel. And Reuel says, how do you make it back so quick? And she said, what do you mean? An Egyptian man saved us. Ish Mitzri Hitzilani. An Egyptian man saved us. So the Medrash wonders, what do you mean an Egyptian man saved them? Moshe saved them. Moshe Rabbeinu is not Egyptian. So the Medrash says the following mashal. The mashal is, there was a guy walking down the street, and he gets bitten by a poisonous snake. And he runs to the water to save himself because he has to put himself in the water to heal his bite. And he comes to the water and he sees there's a child drowning in the river, in the water. And he saves the child. The child says, thank you. If not for you, I would have drowned, I would have died. The guy says, no, don't thank me, I didn't save you. The snake saved you. I didn't save you, the snake saved you. If not for the snake bite, I never would have come into the water, I never would have seen you. So too, the daughters of Yisrael say, Moshe, thanks for saving us. Moshe said, I didn't save you. The Mitzri, who I killed, saved you. Because had I not killed the Mitzri, Pare wouldn't have tried to kill me and I wouldn't have had to run away. Don't thank me. Thank the Mitzri who I killed. That's the Medrash. This is very interesting. Did Moshe Rabbeinu really mean that the daughters of Yisrael should thank the Mitzri who he killed? The Mitzri who he killed had no intention of saving the lives of Yisrael's daughter. The Mitzri who he killed, the last thing the Mitzri would have wanted was that Moshe Rabbeinu should have saved people on his account. But nevertheless, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu had a very important midah, says the Mashgiach Rav Matasyahu Solomon. Moshe Rabbeinu never took credit for himself. If Moshe Rabbeinu could deflect credit to a primary cause, he would do so. This was the fundamental midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The midah was, Ish Mitzri Hitzilani, an Egyptian man saved us. Moshe Rabbeinu would always say that it wasn't his achievement, it wasn't his accomplishment. Let's trace it back to the primary source, and that primary source was Ish Mitzri Hitzilani. Says Rav Matasyahu Solomon, this is the real reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to be the redeemer and leader of the Jewish people. The Vilna Gaon, in his commentary to the Haggadah Shel Pesach, observes the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is not really recollected or remembered in terms of his part in Yetzias Mitzrayim. We remember Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that God took us out of Egypt. We don't remember that Moshe Rabbeinu took any part in it. In fact, the Kli Chemda points out that we don't really mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name in the whole Haggadah Shel Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not really mentioned in the Haggadah. Why is that? So the Gra says a very important idea. that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems Klal Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to reveal His might, His power, His yecheles, His ability, and any redeemer who would take credit for themselves would detract from the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we say the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy saraf, ani v'loy shliach, ani hu v'loy acher. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam redeemed us from Mitzrayim. Only a self-effacing man like Moshe Rabbeinu then could have been the instrument, could have been Hashem shliach to take us out of Mitzrayim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu deflected any credit so that all credit would go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Vilna Gaon, this is what it means we say every day, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdai. They believed in God, and not they believed also in Moshe. They believed in God, and they believed that Moshe was just a servant doing God's bidding. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen for the job. Because he deflected, he said, it's not my greatness, it's not my tzidkus, it's not my connection to Hashem. I'm just working here. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayaminu b'Hashem, they believed in God, uv'Moshe avdai, and they believed that Moshe was merely His servant. That was the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rav Matisyo in the Matnos Chaim on the Moyadim, he points to the Maral, who teaches us in Pirkei Avos, Kol ha'omer davar b'shem amroi mevigulo l'olam. Anyone who quotes his sources, anyone who says something over in the name of the one who said it, brings redemption to the world. And the Maral is troubled. It's certainly a very noble thing to quote your sources and to attribute credit where credit is due. But why does Hashem bring Geula to the world only through someone who's Omer Davar B'Shem Amrei? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, it's a Gemara in Megillah, learns this out from Esther. When Esther told Achashverosh that there was a plot to kill him, she didn't say, I discovered the plot. She said, Mordechai told me. Oh, Hashem says, you say something over B'Shem Amrei. That's incredible. You're going to be the instrument of Geula. So the Maral explains that why this Midah is so critical in terms of bringing redemption to the world. Says Maral, when Hashem wants to bring Geula, Hashem wants everyone to recognize that it's His ability, His power, His Chachma. Only someone who quotes their sources and gives credit to others would be the appropriate vehicle for Hashem to bring redemption through them. Because if Hashem brings redemption through them, they're not going to say, oh, it was me, it was my righteousness, it was my holiness. They will deflect all credit to Hashem. So, kol ha'omer davar b'shem amrei, if Esther, when telling the king that his life was threatened, said, no, king, I don't deserve the credit. Mordechai deserves the credit. He's the one who told me, oh, Hashem says, oh, you have the ingredient needed. You have the midah, that is the requisite midah to bring Geula l'olam, because you will never take any credit to yourself. Because Hashem wants all to recognize, Ein lanu melech goyel ela ota. You know, it's very interesting. Rav Matisyahu points out that when the angels who destroyed Sodom, they tell Lot, quickly, run! They say, we can't do anything until you get there. They sort of had to admit that they are powerless. Why? Chazal say, Rashi quotes, because they took credit for themselves. When they said to Lot, run, we're destroying the place. What do you mean we're destroying the place? They're not destroying the place, God's destroying the place. Because they took credit and they said, we're destroying the place, they were punished, they had to immediately admit, it's not us. So, Reb Simcha Zisel asks, what do you mean they took credit for themselves? They said, Ki mashchisim anachnu? But the very next words are, Hashem sent us to destroy it. So even though, yeah, in the beginning of the pasuk they said we're destroying it, but they immediately said we're not doing it on our own. We're agents of God. So why were they punished? Reb Simcha Zisel says he remembers in the beginning of the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch writes immediately that most of what he writes in the Sefer Achinuch were taken from the words of the Rishonim. And says Reb Simcha Zisel, you know, why did the Sefer Achinuch had to immediately, in the beginning of his book, say, by the way, don't think these are my own chedushim, most of what I'm writing over here, I took from earlier authorities. Why did he have to say it right away? What's the big rush? And Reb Simcha Zisel says, he remembered that the big rush is that the Malachi Ashares, because they started and they said, we're destroying, even though they immediately qualified and said, we're agents of God, but for a brief moment in time, they gave the impression they were the ones doing it, so they were punished for, so to speak, giving the impression for the momentary impression, they were the ones who were actually destroying Sodom. Says Reb Simcha Zisel, I was astounded by the righteousness of the Sefer Achinuch, that he could have written in middle of the intro that most of the things he says comes from the words of the Rishonim. He could have said this toward the beginning. No, immediately, first thing, he says, most of what I wrote comes from earlier authorities. The Sefer Achinuch didn't want to be guilty of what the Malachim were guilty of, giving even a fleeting impression that they were the ones who were actually accomplishing. And therefore, says Reb Simcha Zisel, he was astounded by the great righteousness of the Sefer Achinuch. And this was a great midah Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the most humble man who ever lived, always attributed credit not to himself but to a primary source. So when the daughters of Yisroel said, were asked by their father, how'd you get here so early? So they said, an Egyptian man saved us. Where did they get the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Egyptian man? The answer is, Moshe told them, it wasn't me, don't thank me, it was the Egyptian man that I killed. And this is how Moshe Rabbeinu explained it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, yeah, thank the dead Egyptian man who I killed, he's responsible for saving you. No, Rav Matis Yo explains, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, do you think it was my goodwill that saved you? Hashem orchestrated things for you, that just today I should kill an Egyptian man and have to flee and run away from him, and I should encounter you so that I should be able to save you. So what he meant was, not, don't thank me, thank the Ribbono Shel Olam who made me come across an Egyptian who I had to kill to save another Jew, so that I could see you today and save you. Moshe Rabbeinu would always tell people, don't thank me. Look and recognize and appreciate the Hashgacha Pratis of the way Hashem set things up for your benefit. This was the great Midah Moshe Rabbeinu. This is why he was Zoicha to be the Moshian Shel Yisrael. And friends, don't think it's a coincidence that Rav Matisyahu passed away this week, when we learn in this week's Parsha this great lesson that the great Mashgiach, Rav Matisyahu Salomon, taught the Jewish people. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a great day. Please join us tonight at 8:30 for a fantastic shir. Of course, it's not from me. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But please join us at 8:30. Same venue. And we're going to speak about the burning, from the burning bush to Har Sinai. Really amazing topic with amazing chedushim from Rav Matisyahu Salomon, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Have a great day, everyone. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.